Book 5, Chapter 151. Someone watches, heavy marvels, so many arms of marks and marches, there is no match, just coincidence. And that affinity which catches contrast, contrast is protracted. Someone hopes in marvelous withering the marble muds of winter fracture. Elegy is their defender, and metal jealousy, a blue hue's action, a mental penalty and bastion. Chapter 152. The cold, low, the white in a high light, the yellow in sight. It is the amazing enormous apparatus. It is fascinating to be afraid and not to possess it. Details of tender response to a violence not seen. I mean, I have my experience, but do I give it? It requires a high level of consciousness along with loss of self. The authority of waking is lost. I sympathize by talking and taking in sleep. I cannot synchronize waking scale. If a person lives self-consciously, it must be in a distant land, but the clock of observation sits on the kitchen table. And that is the scarab, Arcady says, pointing at the small green TV. It is scale and ballad, and a painting is an eye socket, or no, a novel is. I've never dreamed of Leningrad, I said. I can't because it has no screen. Chapter 153. I have mentality but no community and sleep, just solitude and furnishings, film and seconds ending. Silly Cossacks on tummies roll. After silliness there is nothing, words, sentences. Modern muds don't take those things, so one day I asked, Zena, Arcady! Arcady said he slept. But insomnia returns to the body, Zena said. In claustrophobia our insomnia woke us. Softly awakened, unjust blame. A woman is hunting for sleep. But she is sleeping to hunt. Contrast is not macho. Contrast is the crow in light. Chapter 154. The tint in the weather and yet another tint. They are exhaustive, hints. But the hunt is intelligible. There is stagnant humidity and ozone, animosity and lack of remorse that provoke at the same time a love intrigue. Perhaps we are reaching the end of the era of the three great determinisms, the end of the eros of a terminus. Here the poetic method requires an exercise of free will. Love provokes the exercise of frost. But we can't keep on always curled in the same way. We must curl in reverse. We must curl in cruelty. We must eat. Chapter 155. The spirit is residual and nothing martial. The air smelled of dust, of humidity, ash, and snow in the pollen, of cold and crows. I prepared without clothes, a tiny hard apple held dull and dry in the hand. Languages, a code of sleep as I dreamed I forgot, and woke pressed. Sleep is much the same thing. Even now I remember the bed, the wool was wet, the air smelled of garlic and coffee. The neighbor slept. Sleep is an intense contentment, its conditions are mine, its conditions are met. Chapter 156. I blinked in the pink of the grit, and yet, the shopkeeper's answer provided foot stamping and athleticism. We are bullies, and yet, the hunt in its orient bulging, it is hunting tinted, but everything is shaped and nothing misshapen. There's disorder, humidity, but where there's nothing, there's no termination. The moon in the mist hunts a chicken. The shop had only a cat, rice, and sparrows, but the sparrows had shat on the rice, so the product didn't coincide. The crowd riding tents surged out nonetheless, all for apples. But at home, we had apples. We are all deceived as selfish. The shop was ineffable and green. Chapter 157. We can take no time, we can take no light, but they appear, and we have accounts. New pictures and defects, no objects. The poetic, this means loaned. Daily life presents matters for practical reason, free will. Or it isn't. It isn't so. There are parts of the light, agency, green, pink, and grime. No subject to light and no discontent with life. Zena shrugged when I wanted to speculate. No innate love of forms, then dispersal and reform. And Misha? We laughed. It is impossible to study it all equally. Our curiosity cannot be practically applied. Chapter 158. Great calm is an objection. A deep frost rises and then sleep proceeds. An enormous sleep composed, a vast subordination in the solitude of thickness, weight. On an ice, Each night I was a fossil, but I was not witness, or sometimes my sleep was reduced to its kitchen. The steams were trapped. I dreamed of hunters. One night I dreamed of the concentration that is haunted. Each hand seen and the objects of momentum thicken, Russian with caution. Suddenly I realized that my dreams sustained no skepticism. Chapter 159. A young and beautiful woman who was repugnantly supercilious and perfectly cold in these close, dark cafe with only two tables, six chairs, and a ledge along the wall was eating ice cream in small, pretentious increments with a broken spoon, her feet resting on shards of broken glass on the floor, which, when she rose, she maliciously kicked in the way of customers entering the cafe in steaming coats, blind from the white light on the snow outside. She had made a sentimental beginning. It was very boring to me. Her acceptance of schemata and cliches. The woman needs to balance. The woman needs to believe. But she was cruel, and my description then was an introspection of the system. We know something. We scarcely self-create. The self is long interested in the psychology of creativity because it is part of living life in general. At that moment, a mud-splashed, bundled granny pushed through the door with two naked chickens hanging in each hand by their dead yellow legs. "You stupid old granny," someone yelled. "Don't wag your business around in here." "My business is finished," she answered. "You can wipe your window with your ass." Chapter 160. There is any leaning listener in this Leningrad. It goes with no introduction. It was no one, or only someone. There are only interims to be seen, interims and particles. And is it something Russian between... None of our famous writers were Russians, Vasily said. Pushkin? African. Many divided continuations characterized the work, and Gogol's phobia exacted. Actuality begged if Gogol couldn't greet. He was terrified that he'd be buried alive. There is evidence that he alone was justified. Chapter 161. Abashed. One left reality. It was evening off the Neva at Vasya's, and we were eating honey and drinking spirits from his grandmother. "There's a man from my village," Vasya said, "who is from a Christian sect not believing in killing." It was talk of Siberia, and Vasya's grandmother for 30 years had refused to say even a word there. A skidding of happiness and different inhibitions, border war or civil war, soldiers in the Afghan war. The subordination of one experience to two grammars is impossible in non-literary systems, Vidya said. This man was falling at the front from behind. He was thinking obsessively for support of a striped crosswalk, of salt fish and pickles, of the tea the color of the sky, of snow and smoke on his grandmother's roof. Seryozha was dancing beneath his hollow face. Alyessa stood on the table and proclaimed that Seryozha couldn't kiss. Chapter 162. For how long couldn't Seryozha kiss? It was only during the degeneration of his versatility. Versatility must be habitual. Versatility must not become contortion. Our value, your value. There is much more that I want to value. But you've such hopeful distaste, Misha said. That fear of an individual's demanding too little of the world. I sat in the chair, looking into the mirror, blind as milk. People believe it still. There's one night in the year, with its sides heaving. Lips aloft, speaking. We. Seeking safety increases. There was a metal clock on a shelf, close to the ceiling. Seryozha's kiss was only just then breaking. Chapter 163. Let us behave. I am getting to be, so I can't escape reality. The events are conspicuous, but events are not continuous. I behave with improvisation and intention. Minutes, partly. Wings of the homeland, the bicycle rider's backbone. We have a Russian tradition of silence, Dima said. Silence itself, a form, but in different locations. I ask for a description of consciousness in a state of silence. For the extinction of Leningrad, this is an eternal non-verity. I am keeping silent now. Chapter 164. Tradition says that Pushkin was a hero and we should pray for him. Passion slashed the original. And dear Tolstoy, Dima says, he seems to me to have harmfully segregated and isolated his being. What was meant in his place? An old granny is riding the bus with a boy and his head is in a glass vase. So, said Vidya, you understand the context in which this is true? The glass is so thick I can't break it, the granny says. And not just between the legs. Besides, we've too much of this symbolic salt and bread. The doctor at the clinic, He gave a monologue like a mosquito. He did what death does to life. Isolation can be produced from a child's memory, but dear Lord, protect me from an illegible fate. Give me the air that splits. Chapter 165. Sleep is a heavy, dim medium for dream. White snow and pale yellow pollen on film. The scenes vegetate within their days. We enter, we entertain, facing inward. So in Alfred Hitchcock's film about Mayakovsky's life, there's a scene which opens in yellow and white dawn light with a long shot of crows making din outside a shadow. Wouldn't it offend their reason? Shklovsky asks. I know I'm a poet, but for whom should I write? In another yellow, there's the yellow of deferral and the other yellow. There's a yellow of nostalgia and of claustrophobia. A fly passes, but I can't hit it. There's a red and black of irony, of memory. A monumental stone sphere eroded by long necessary exposure to light is balanced along the balustrade of the stroller's enclave, where the frozen land of the Neva reaches, the sphere, the enormous condensation of a conduit. Chapter 166. Heaven is near, but not to the objects we see. It is hardly whole. Restraints, refrains. The sky is in the sun, which floods society. It is not sexually innocent. Its spittle forms a heaven. Life goes, bisects for shadow. The mouth is frost. It opens to recognize. Too brief a loss. The city is a mirror, tilted to companionship. Neither women nor men look back. Let's surrender out. Such is a scene again, several conspicuous such. My ice, my inside out. Chapter 167. Why did I read the whole book so quickly? It is a sheep thriller, Arcady said. Ruthless, untroubled, maudlin, unyielding instincts. A detective novel is very optimistic. It is all about construction. Dostoevsky and the deservedness of people. Their responsibilities are always briefly deferred. Ostap said it was a true story of the old granny nailed to her head. It's possible. In old people, the skull thickens and there is room for such a nail. Space is only minuteness, he said, and indecent songs. Notes passed up long paper tubes between women and men. From facing wings of the prison, the prisoners passed strings through them weighted with balls of bread. What do they say? Obscurity is cruel literary romanticism compared to the monstrous obscenity of those great Russian love songs, Arcady said. Chapter 168. In the night I experienced fierce itching in ear, a sleeping that I squirmed to reach. KGB? Too romantic, but I would nonetheless not speak English even there. A high bird recognition. It was not the telephone ringing. Neither would I speak Russian. Yesterday, hat was my ceiling, not to be confused with religion. Music is not to be charged with prayer. What do women want is not to say what do women seek. Yesterday benefited, but beauty is often confused. To discover in the moist, elaborate detail, beauty is meticulous but profuse. Chapter 169. The eye is short to sharp memory. I myself sleep at a horizon. The words are like drops in long rains, flashing and rolling. I cannot quote, I cannot get context, but today on the 18th of the month, a vast transparent cold seemed at times to be drifting down out of the sky, or at times interested, instead to be pressing up from the frozen ground toward it. There was no describing horizon, no foreground and no hierarchy. A quiet protective, silver-blue light was shielding the laughter of some children who were dragging a sled like a dirty bundle through the gray-green slush toward a slope worn almost bare between some beaten birches. Tarkovsky's film, Alyosha said. We see from a distance some production of an aesthetic apparat, bright but submerging. There is nothing to demarcate, but all is indivisibly precise. Noises fall and nothing denies them. Chapter 170. There's a thick film of ice on the window at which the light wobbles, the light hole. My language is an X turning in the hands of two clocks on a face over the eye. It rotates until reality comes up. Experiences can only take the indirect responsibility for art, Natasha said. Russians do not bind themselves to observation. And Vitenka, think of the names. Not in the kitchen, Zina said. She was holding a chicken over the flame. I think we will have St. Petersburg again, and poor Ulyanov will be buried here or there. interference, and eating. It is the theory and practice of writing. One cannot be in a flare or a sorrowful hurry. I don't like this religion of nations, Natasha said. I'm a Jew, and that means no nation. So much free will, Vitya said, and so much determinism. Chapter 171. The hunt must accomplish necessity. Then the hunt goes on. The hunt goes one. It widens on the frozen streets. We're made a mother. Our influence sweeps. We can draft our opinions of poverty. If one doesn't isolate the idea of self, one doesn't experience brevity. Brevity wasn't Gogol's fear, nor Dostoevsky's, though his senses in event occurred from many interruptions. Such hunger is more memory than disappointment. Such is our friendship with events. We have words, and their things must remain in abeyance, in current. The shoppers dive, and I follow Zina. Zina arrives with two chickens. Chapter 172. Necessities are only links in the interlude. A person's footsteps follow, themselves longing for sleep, for color. Under filthy grass and broken ice, pink without interlude, we accept tradition as if it were a reflection of our odd world, but it's not. Olodia said, it's not. Thuds, pleasures, snow, timidity, telephones. Rosa telephoned. Gavronsky was displaced, but wasn't dead. There was a scientist from Novosibirsk with no name there, working on superconductivity in secret. Time is energy, he said. We work days and nights without sleep, and then as now, it is odd, and we take our leave. We were pressed and shared soup. Time is strength. That is a great Siberian soup, the scientist said. The soup of strength. We are afraid of space. Chapter 173. There is a full lip at the term of the object of self. What is the precaution, I asked it. An icon and overlapping. The winter sky was a spread line and growing wider. The colonel slapped his daughter's hand from the ice. Why should I? Where is the hiss of everyday life? A young painter at the Hermitage was copying Titian's portrait of a young painter. At the Peter Paul Fortress, sunners stood in the sun's line of fire. Perfection. Then the young painter pulled a knife. Hillocks, tomatoes, flags, rocks, zebras, a feeling of weakness. The fact itself is at its limit. Nature is only some necessary addition to the city. One has merely to lie down and it will pass by. Chapter 174. Nausea falls. But what is consciousness of one's own digestion? Intelligence is a necessary accumulation emitting deep philosophical explanations of the love scenes. Revolution. And the colonel began to drink it at once, turning red and beginning to perspire. I am a solid citizen, and I will surround my own bones. Expanding expanse. The seeing of flesh in its skin. Memory is soul in boots. No, no, he said. I remember the 50s. The terrible winters and broths of boots. The ashes crack. There are no bras and sex scenes without genitals, only breasts. A great encyclopedia lies open to the breast. I pressed it to a cup, a teacup. Chapter 175. There was an eye on each breast, and it was unlidded at night. Their ruthlessness was apparent. The next morning, Zina said, I was dreaming of chickens, and I went along. Flat boots, men seeping in fur hats, two girls to follow. A Soviet collie accompanied a granny dragging a rope. We passed a bathtub against a birch. Mnemonic devices for the Cyrillic. So, it confirms my belief, Vitya said. Things indeed exist in the world, but they are dispersed over the noosphere. Disproportion, discontinuity, ignorance, sameness, irrelevance, oblivion. All the forms of wariness guide us. There was green ice underfoot and rock in the sky, and without achieving speed. The sun a driven nail, the sun scratching the light. Our modernization couldn't crush the hieroglyphicity of our life. Each eye a driven night. Chapter 176. Clarity shelling. I can be accumulating, but only repeatedly. Our humidity is very gratifying, since thanks to it we feel the seasons heavily, Eliezer said. But now, Lynn, goodbye, she said. In America, I want to see sex films. Well, my civilization is willing. Two ruts. And what? And all that they could include. The shell of mist. A mist so tinted that the ice can't get through. It's a face from which the pronoun is missing. I am not, I said. I am not I, said a chalk on a wall. Dick face, said a paint on a door closed to cozy. I adore you, my cunt, said Dimitri in English. Chapter 177. In the Hermitage there was no coffee. Cunt of weakness, an American mumbled carefully, reading transliteration from a handy traveler's book. There was an original resemblance, and the young painter slashed it. No coffee, no cold, no hole in this reality, Liuda said. We had descended. Tea must be without feminism. It was a terrible thing, a great separation. This young painter's knife had a butterfly's wings. But it is our feminism to recall the village, Liuda said. A very strong life, a very strong indication. The smell of spring flooding over the smell of smoke. And fleas? I asked. We have a multitude of fleas. Only berries, dust, dusting, and snow. Peas. And a German drowning himself, herself, with a kite. A knife. We saw, Liuda said, that nature doesn't seal. Chapter 178. I dreamed that we stood up or crouched down on the same spot of ground. It's for luck, Zena explained. If your left palm itches, this means money is coming, but it won't be delivered unless you scratch your hand with your chin. I'm getting old, Natasha said. She lifted her shirt. I have a son and many breasts, but they are hanging. So now I can make only a monotonous exaggeration. Natasha, I said, we must all go to France. French women are psychologically in society. But such a separation of facts? There's a shortage of paper, of identification. Okay, how do we resemble? As for me, in sleep, I'm a remainder of the world, and there are walls between the legs. Or maybe eggs and culling. Chapter 179. There is an hour which is an overcoming afternoon. Pictures taking light as we went out. My hand where I had embarrassed, it was inflamed. The heel of my boot was coming apart. In the center around the hotel were whores of cement silhouetted against lemon odors. Some kind of visa like a pin was accomplished. Swamps and the outskirts of inner weight holding housing blocks. There is no way to imagine the flat of home. But at home I often sit on the page done in a whisper. It's impersonal. But don't I aspire to have a strong impersonality? Would then, would where, would what? On a cord in the corner of the kitchen, a transparent body of dishes. On a shelf near the ceiling stood a porcelain urn and walking handles. Chapter 180. Ayessa weeps delicacy, Zena said in the light, sewing a rip in the seam of the leg of the jeans Arcady wore as he stood there. By moving a drawer, we could open the wine. Strawberries, fire, a very vague death, oily water, the birch forest, tiny bluish spiders, carefully hidden windshield wipers, a crow, the name of the driver, Alexeyev, and the grave of Lenin's mother. It's impossible to telephone Leningrad. Lynn, Vasya said, there are new lines through Helsinki. You can call as a businessman. It's only plumbing, Arcady said. My grandmother placing her mouth to her mud, and the daughter of my father, stones out of dreams. For a long time I couldn't guess whom I resembled. Just the waiting could make me nauseous. Do you agree? Of course I agreed. I was already breathing.